Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
What a day to be talking to you. What a day to be kicking it. Theo Dorsey here alongside C-Cat. And we're not in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. The big voice lied to you. We're actually out at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's a thirsty Thursday. We might have to adopt that here on Theoretically Speaking. Mm-hmm. I love a good thirsty Thursday.
Just crack one open at the end of each segment.
Yes.
Barely be able to talk at the end of it.
Right, right. $1 beers is the special here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium out here in Avacoa. So if you are in the area tonight, we got the St. Lucie Mets. We got the Palm Beach Cardinals. Gates open up in about 30 minutes. First pitch around 6:30. And it is, again, Thirsty Thursdays here. But more importantly, we interrupt your NBA draft day coverage on ESPN 106.3. And the beauty of us doing that is it's actually – I mean, I'd rather be on day two live during the draft than day one because, well, today is Bronny James Day. Like, we're going to find out if LeBron's going to get paired with his son or if a team's going to use him for ransom or if maybe, I don't know what's going to happen, maybe he goes undrafted and we're all trying to figure out who's going to make the race to get him first. Clutch Sports gets involved. It's going to get – I'm ready for just anything to happen today.
This might be the most dry NBA draft I can remember. That's my word for juiceless. There's no juice behind this draft. I don't think we said the words NBA draft on yesterday's show.
Well,
we barely touched it.
That's the thing is, what was most, I would say, what was most enticing ahead of round one of the NBA draft was there was a chance Kevin Durant would be traded. There were a chance that a lot of guys would be on the move, maybe some big names. Durant was one of them, thinking about him going to the Rockets. And now day two is all about Bronny James. So you got to get into the vibes of knowing that there's going to be a father-son duo now playing in the NBA. And that's kind of where we're going to lead things off today. Bronny James likely to go to the Lakers. They have the number 55 pick overall in today's draft. And what that could mean would be, for the first time in NBA history, a father and son pairing up on the same squad. That raises a couple questions in my head here, C-Cat. Number one, if you are Bronny James, mm-hmm. who has never gone on the record and said he wants to play with his father, he actually said the opposite. He wants a team to draft him, not because of who his dad is, but because they believe in his talents. But would it even be fun to be playing at the highest level of sports in the NBA, maybe the most regarded league? When I think about the big four major sports leagues in America, Major League Baseball, NHL, the NBA, and the NFL, maybe the toughest one to get into. And for Bronny, he's possibly going to be doing that and then having to play alongside his dad. Like, the kind of pressure that's going to come on that guy, like, is it even fun? Is it a good time to be working alongside your dad?
On one hand, he probably wouldn't be drafted. He probably wouldn't achieve this lifelong goal if his father wasn't LeBron James. So that's one thing you got to consider. So he's got to be blessed to be born Bronny James. On the other hand, you're right. He's got a whole boatload of questions to answer that nobody else in the draft class, maybe nobody else in any single draft class in NBA history, has had to answer about his pops on the same roster.
And that's the thing. I mean, again, it's a blessing to be drafted. Nobody's going to be feeling bad for the guy, but on top of that, it is going to be a lot of added pressure for he and whoever else is on that squad. I think that what Tim Legler said on First Take earlier today is not just hilarious, but also could be something that could sway what some of the GMs do today in day two of the draft. Also, by the way, before we get to the Tim Legler sound, we're going to, as draft picks come by, as we anticipate the big one, which we assume is going to be Bronny James to the Lakers at 55, we hope it happens here. It will be a seminal moment on Theoretically Speaking if we get that kicked off here on the show. We're going to be giving you the picks of the NBA draft as they come along, and C-Cat's going to give us expert analysis. Just kidding.
No, no, I'll give you the best I got.
So here's how it's going to sound when a pick does happen in the NBA draft here. Damian, can you cue up the pick is in sound? There we have it. And the latest pick was 41 overall right here. Actually, it's 38 overall. A.J. Mitchell from UC Santa Barbara, 6'3 guard, 197 pounds, to the New York Knicks. C-Cat, They just added Mikal Bridges. They just extended OG Anunoby. Now they got A.J. Mitchell. I mean, you were a big UC Santa Barbara fan.
Absolutely. The Gauchos, one of my favorite teams in the world. A.J. Mitchell, you know, he can shoot the three, but he also cannot shoot the three at some times.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to look for with A.J. Mitchell.
It's a make or miss league.
He'll also make layups.
Yes.
Don't forget, he'd also miss them too.
That's the thing. Sometimes you make some, you miss some,
yeah.
And that's part of the whole fun of it all. A.J. Mitchell to the Knicks. So as we get picks throughout down the line here in day two of the NBA draft, the riveting draft that needed a second day for some reason, the NBA, we were told all up to the leading up of this thing that this is the worst draft class in modern history. There's not going to be any All-Stars, not going to be any franchise changers or Hall of Famers. So what do, ESPN? We make it a second day.
Drag it out.
I am not sure what that is. Maybe it is just the Bronny James effect. But we will be on top of that throughout the day. But first and foremost, we ask y'all this. Would it be fun to be working with your dad in an intimate environment, in a team environment, with you and he on the same team? Maybe not just your dad, maybe your mother. Working alongside your parent, is that something that even intrigues you? Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Would it be fun? I mean, think about this. Like, this is your ultimate dream. We all grew up wanting to be athletes, wanting to make it to the pros, right? Especially people that work in sports media. You make it there, but right there next to you, your number 12 on your jersey, and over there, number 21 is your pops reminding you to tie your shoes and anything else that's going wrong, which has got to get annoying. 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. That's the number for the Baptist Health Hotline. Would you even want to play on the same team as your dad in your professional league of choice? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho.
Theo, I don't want to correct you, but I must.
Yes.
The picks was traded. It wasn't the Knicks who took A.J. Mitchell. It was the Thunder.
Oh, the pick traded, the good old trade thing. Uh-huh. You know what's been annoying me all through, not just yesterday's portion of the draft, but obviously it's going to continue through day two. Like, we've got to get to a point in the NBA draft where when Adrian Wojnarowski announces that the trade happened, especially like what we saw it happen yesterday, number 8 pick with Rob Dillingham going to the Spurs, why can't we just get that man the hat for the team he's going to, which is the Minnesota Timberwolves? Like, we know it's going to happen. I know you got to pass through a league office and make everything finalized, but I'm just thinking about 10 years from now when we're looking back on the Rob Dillingham draft, when he went number 8 and was swapped over to the Timberwolves. He's going to be having all of these pictures with Spurs hats on. His family had Spurs hats on. Like, it kind of ruins the moment a little bit.
There's got to be a better way, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe changing deadlines, maybe putting a fax machine actually on the floor. I don't know if they still use that, but it should work. We should fix that. You're right.
Do you even know, have you seen a fax machine in person before?
I feel like
you're too young to be bringing up fax machine references.
I feel like tax documents. I feel like I've used a fax once in Oklahoma. That's it.
Just one time. Just
one time. Coaches would send in ballots for All-Stars, and about half of them would swear by using the fax machine. I mean, they could just text it to me.
Yeah.
They could email it to me. They could call me on the phone and tell me them by word, but they chose to fax it from their school office.
Old-time Oklahoma. You never know what you're going to get out there. You do know what you're going to get here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium tonight, and that's going to be some great baseball action, man. We're 20 minutes out from the gates opening. We have a great battle tonight, but most importantly, it is Thirsty Thursdays. Whenever you can go anywhere and they say $1 beers, I'm all the way in. You pair that with some baseball, and then on top of that, what I really started thinking about is whenever I come to a ballpark, first thing I want to get my hands on.
What's that?
It's the glizzy. It's a hot dog.
The hot dog.
I love the Dean dogs. I had it for the first time like 2 years ago when we were doing a show here, and I have not, like, in Palm Beach County, I have not come across a better hot dog, especially a ballpark hot dog, since then. Like, the Dean dog, perfectly buttered buns, peppers and onions on it as well, and I throw a little yellow mustard on it. Beautiful.
I got a question for you. I saw someone hold 5 hot dogs in buns in their hands in one hand before. It was 5 buns and dogs in one hand. He kind of stacked one in the middle. Between the fingers, then one on top. So one between the thumb and pointer finger, then it, so on and so forth, and he held 5. Do you think you could do that?
I think my hands might actually be decently sized enough to actually fit them in there, but would I again, I'm a man of principle. The same way that I wouldn't want folks chugging beers from the second floor at me, I don't think I will be 5 fisting some glizzies in my hand. I'm not that gluttonous, CK.
I mean, that's ridiculous, though, because once you're holding 2, you might as well hold 5. If that's like the barrier of you holding the hot dogs, I think the seal's broken at that point.
Yeah, 2. I can do 2. I can do maybe 3. 5, it just feels like at that point you're trying to prove something. What are you trying to prove?
I'm trying to prove how many hot dogs can you hold in one hand off a video I saw online yesterday.
Hot dog eating contest. One guy retires and now you're all in. I don't know about that one. Or theoretically speaking, man, here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on a thirsty Thursday, also in the midst of day 2 of the riveting NBA draft. And again, you will hear, hopefully, if it happens while we're on the air, Bronny James to whatever team he goes to. But I did want to get to the Legler sound. I think we still do have time for it before we talk good quarterback versus franchise quarterback. Or should we go right to the quarterback talk?
I want to hear what Legler said.
Let's hear about Legler. He had a great idea for what an NBA GM, specifically the Boston Celtics, should do to continue a war against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Who? Boston. So I like movies. I like true crime, stuff like that. I'm just saying, 54th pick, we renew the Cold War between the Celtics and the Lakers. The Boston Celtics take Bronny James, and he sent a ransom note to the Lakers. We have your son. And we have your son. If you want him back, it's going to take Austin Reeves. It's going to take whatever you want. What do you think, Stephen A? What do you think? That's a Netflix doc. That's a Netflix documentary right there.
I like
that.
That works. That works. We have your son.
So here's the thing about that I thought about in hindsight, especially considering, number one, would you really want to play on the same team as your dad as you're trying to go out and live your dream? Maybe that's the angle the whole time.
Yeah.
Because we already know that Rich Paul's not going to let them put Bronny James into the G League. He's not going to sign a 2-way contract to where he's going to be. He's going to go into the NBA. He's going to sign a real legit contract with whatever team that drafts him. If the Celtics do that, it might be jokes on him, because now Bronny gets to learn behind Drew Holiday. Now he gets to play in an environment where he doesn't have his dad looking over his shoulder. And on top of all of that, he's playing for the defending champs at that point. The Lakers are not contenders. That's a win-win.
Or he's treated like a prisoner of war, where he's never accepted truly as one of their own, whether it be the Celtics or any other contender, saying, you're just here until the Lakers nut up and trade us what we want for you to keep LeBron happy.
Yeah.
That's another option, I would say.
I mean, I just don't see it happening. If another team does draft Bronny James, the Lakers are not going to be foolish enough as a franchise to actually leverage away real draft capital or a player that's going to be in their rotation just to get LeBron's son.
I don't know about that, because they already did pretty much determine their entire coaching search on LeBron's buddy, J.J. Redick.
No, that's not his buddy. It was LeBron's colleague, his podcast mate. It's different.
That's your strictly
it was
business.
Already it was already his business partner. He was like, well, shoot, just bring the business home. That's all that was. That's not anything to do with what LeBron wanted. He said he was out of the coaching search. You didn't hear him say that?
I must have missed it.
LeBron and J.J. Redick never talked about the coaching search. That's what they said. Yeah. Huh. And you got to believe those two guys at their word.
They have no reason to lie.
Never that. We are going to have Mike Tannenbaum join the show here, former NFL GM for the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. He is going to help us decipher something, because we heard something very tantalizing from Damian Woody about good quarterbacks versus franchise quarterbacks and how to delineate between the payment of them both. The Miami Dolphins, they've got a big decision on their hands. A couple other teams have already pulled the trigger. Hopefully Mike Tannenbaum can clear that up with us, as well as profess his adoration for a quarterback out of the NFC North, and it's not J.J. McCarthy, I promise you that. We're theoretically speaking at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on the road today. Pull up for $1 beers, and we'll see you on the other side with Mike T. Hold up.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Right, we are. Now, I don't know what the odds were on Bronny James going to the Lakers, but I do know that if you want to bet on that in Florida, you got to do it through Hard Rock Bet. Have you all heard? I know you know it by now. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida. It's actually the only legal place to bet on sports. And it's fight week here at ESPN 106.3. And Hard Rock Bet, well, they've got you covered. You can bet on the entire Saturday night. Knockouts, submissions, over-under, total rounds, and so much more. Try Hard Rock Bet now, and you get a no-regret first bet up to $100. And if that bet doesn't win, guess what? That means you get up to $100 back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida. It is Florida's sports book. Offered by a Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Steel Dorsey, we are on the road with Theoretically Speaking alongside C-Cat. We're working to get to our segment talking about good quarterbacks versus franchise QBs. Now C-Cat, do we have time to get to the Damian Woody?
Yeah, let's hear what Damian Woody sparked this conversation with.
Damian Woody sparked the conversation on NFL Live because the Miami Dolphins, they've got a decision to make with Tua Tagovailoa, and we've seen a couple other teams pull the trigger already. Here's Damian Woody on the difference between paying a guy who can elevate a franchise versus a guy that just is status quo.
I've always said you got to be careful giving good quarterbacks franchise quarterback money. And I applaud the Dolphins as well. But not just saying, oh, well, you know, Trevor Lawrence, you know, these guys are making 55, so he needs to automatically make 56, 57. No. It's got to be the right market for the team. And this is, you know, listen, I'm a former player, so I'm always on the player's side. But at the same time, you go out here and sign, you know, Tua Tagovailoa to this $57, $58 million deal. Guess what? You have to live with that.
Yo. That's Damian Woody there talking about the Tua Tagovailoa contract that could be coming up. And hopping on with us right now, Theoretically Speaking, C-Cat is just deliriously laughing. Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL GM, current front office insider for ESPN. Mike T, how you doing today?
Doing great, Theo. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. I agreed so much with Damian Woody. I let out an audible yo right there. For you, Mike T, I do wonder because you've been making headlines with your adoration for Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers quarterback. We knew about this for a while. I guess the public is starting to get more aware of it. But I'm curious, at what point in 2023 did you realize your love for Jordan Love? Was it the playoff win, or was it some point in the regular season that something clicked for you?
I think it was in the regular season, and then I think it was just sort of like validated in the playoffs. But, you know, the people back, Theo, you know, they were playing a really good Dallas team, and they went up and down the field on Dallas. Like, you know, it was incredible how well they played in the postseason. And when you factor in things like his size, his athleticism, his ability to process, get rid of the ball. Like, look, there's other quarterbacks I love, like Justin Herbert, but if we were starting a team outside of Mahomes, I don't know how we don't take him.
I like what you're saying there. I mean, Packers fans are going to like it even more. So for you right now, I know the Packers have the option to extend him now. You've been public about waiting until the end of next year and extending him. Around what number per year? I'm guessing you would say higher than what we've seen from Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff.
Yeah, Theo, if I'm Jordan Love, I'm betting on myself. I want that number to start with 6. So I think that's where the spark is heading. And I think, you know, him and Dak Prescott, if they don't get these deals done, Theo, I think when we get to next March, those two guys, assuming that they play, you know, close to what they played at and are obviously healthy, I'm hard-pressed to think that a team like, you know, Vegas and a few others that could use a quarterback wouldn't pay them $60 million.
Wow. wow, the first $60 million per year quarterbacks. We could be right on the horizon of that. That will be exciting in the NFL. What we had from Damian Woody earlier, he was talking about the difference between a franchise player, a franchise quarterback, and just a good quarterback. And my brain for football and C-Cat's brain for football, they're decent enough, but we figure we'd get the big brain on football, Mike T, to help us delineate between some of these quarterbacks we think are on the line. So we'll play a quick game of franchise quarterback or just a guy. And we'll start off with the Green Bay Packers quarterback, and I'm guessing I already know your answer, but is Jordan Love a franchise quarterback or just a good quarterback?
He's a great quarterback. He's absolutely a franchise quarterback.
So that means that you would be more than willing to go ahead and give him the big extension. What about a guy that just got a major extension from the Detroit Lions, $53 million annual per year, Jared Goff? Mike T, is he a franchise player or a good quarterback?
You know, I would say good quarterback, but if we're honest and look at how he played, I think we have to say that he's a franchise quarterback, and he's, you know, done a great job leading the Lions, and I think he's someone that's really resurrected his career.
Wow, so going almost from good quarterback to franchise quarterback, and the Lions rewarding him for that. Another guy you just mentioned earlier, down in the Lone Star State, Dak Prescott.
Franchise quarterback, like, look at his year. You know, he led the league in completions, completion percentage, touchdowns. They were number one on offense. He was second in MVP. That looks and feels like a franchise quarterback to me.
I can't believe the Cowboys continue to wait to pay him then. One guy that didn't have to wait for his major payday, he really didn't have much production in the NFL at a high level before getting it, was Trevor Lawrence with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Is that them paying a good quarterback franchise player money?
I think so. I think if we're really honest and look at the tape and say, how has Trevor Lawrence played so far? I think what we would say to you, he's been a really good quarterback. I don't think he's been a great quarterback. Now, he certainly has that potential, but we haven't seen that quite yet.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on Theoretically Speaking, playing franchise player or good quarterback, Mike T. This one's going to be another tough one, a guy that's waiting on his payday here in South Florida. Tua Tagovailoa at the Miami Dolphins, franchise player or good quarterback?
I think good quarterback, and I think part of that comes down to, you know, durability. And to his credit, he's played in every game so far last year. But I got to think that's one of the reasons his deal's not done yet, is he hasn't consistently been able to stay healthy. And if he can do that, I think that would put him in the next category.
Mike, does it hurt or help him that they just extended Jalen Waddle this year and obviously have Tyreek Hill on that major contract?
I think that should help because, look, you can't have the receivers without the quarterback. So I think, you know, from a strategic planning standpoint, you're saying, like, hey, let's try to keep this entire group together.
The next guy on the list for franchise player or good quarterback, well, he has plenty of weapons all over the field in the Bay. Brock Purdy with the 49ers. Franchise quarterback or good quarterback, Mike T?
I think he's a good quarterback, Theo. Now, look, he's played really well, but let's face it, you know, he's probably in the best situation a quarterback could be in. So he's done everything that he's asked of him, but I think he's really good, but I don't think he's great yet.
I'm high on this next guy coming into 2024. Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals. He had a bit of a tumultuous contract negotiation, but he has his payday already. Is Kyler Murray a good quarterback or a franchise quarterback?
He's, I think, a good quarterback in my opinion. Again, you know, one of the standards has to be, you know, can you stay healthy? And that's just the thing he hasn't been able to do. So if he could check that box, then I would put him in that category.
And the last one, I'm going to go with two AFC South quarterbacks, both off of rookie campaigns. And I'm just going to ask you, which one would you bank on more for the future to be franchise players versus a good quarterback? And I'm pitting C.J. Stroud against Anthony Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts, who we did find out is healthy going into camp. Which one of those two guys do you think is closer to being a franchise player?
I think it's Stroud, just from the standpoint, like, we've seen him do it. So I'm a big believer, you got to do it, and he's done it. And I think, you know, you look at Houston's upside right now, Theo, and a large part of it is, like, the play of, you know, C.J. Stroud. So I think Anthony Richardson's super intriguing, but right now I got to give the edge to Stroud.
Yeah, Mike, we saw Anthony Richardson kind of take the division by fire in the first, quarter of last season, but he got hurt because he played so aggressively. He used his legs a lot, took a lot of hits. Are we going to see that play style at least pivot a little bit in 2024?
It's a great point. You know, I would certainly be tying that look, like, one of the things that you have to do is you have to stay healthy for the whole season. You being hurt doesn't, you know, do anybody any good. So I think part of a quarterback's development is learning that. Like, I remember when we had Mark Sanchez, like, his ability to stay healthy and learning when to slide was just something that you had to learn. So I think for the Colts and Richardson, that's something he really needs to learn. And look, third down, goal line, sure, understand when you want to go for it, but there's other times where, hey, throw the ball away, get out of bounds, look to fight another day.
Love it, love it. Appreciate your time again, Mike T, on a Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.
You as well. That's Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL GM, our NFL insider here on Theoretically Speaking, playing a little franchise player or good quarterback. That last one, a bit of a lob-up between C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson, but I'm really high on Anthony Richardson, man. And Mike T, always brought to you by Eisner Amper when he does pull up on us. But, yeah, again, C-Cat, I like Anthony Richardson.
I do, too.
I'm a fan of his. I think that he is a guy that, with the Colts, he's under Shane Steichen. So even though he had that great first quarter of the season, when you juxtapose that versus how Jalen Hurts looked without Shane Steichen, a lot of people didn't really credit Anthony Richardson for it, plus obviously the injuries hurt. But, I mean, he could have a great second year, and we could be having a debate in the AFC South between C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson. That's not far out of the question.
Absolutely. I mean, he was the fantasy football steal of everybody's draft, yeah, at least for a quarter of the season. The guys who went zero QB until round 8 or 9 looked like they were going to win the league at ease until he got hurt.
Until he got hurt. It was such a sad Sunday when that went down. It would be a sad any day of the week if your AC went down, a Monday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday. Any day's a bad day to have that fail on you. But luckily, I mean, for me at least, I have EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, and you can as well. EDSAirConditioning.com, that's where you go to sign up and lock in. They do not play around when it comes to making sure you are comfortable, when it comes to making sure you have the right people on your team. They are a trained comfort specialist, and it's hard to stop a train. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing been doing it since 2006, and as the gates open here at the ballpark, more people get to hear the praises of what EDS does, because EDS is yes. EDSAirConditioning.com. Make an appointment time around your schedule. They're great about it. You can hop online and get one within the next 24 hours and be satisfied and potentially be a gold member like me. When you get on the gold plan, that's 2 annual visits. You get some preventative measures outside of just the repairs and 15% off repairs as well. EDSAirConditioning.com. EDS is yes. Man, C-Cat, one of the few times in sports that a sports story, game, or anything has made me actually tear up and cry was when we lost the late, great Sean Taylor. And then this morning when I saw something come across my Twitter timeline, I had a slight smirk. Something that happened around Sean Taylor, and it had nothing to do with the Washington Commanders, thank God, because they screwed it up so many times honoring the late, great Sean Taylor. But I'll clue you in on that. Plus, we have the get around. When we come back, that's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
He got a brother out of Serbia, Nikola. I'm not going to try and even go at saying that last name right there, but another Nikola.
Nice.
Coming to South Beach.
Playing the numbers game.
Yes, yes, yes. You stack up as many, and I bet you that got traded. I bet you that got traded, and I'm going to look like a fool again. Can you check on that, C-Cat?
Yes.
And while you do, I'll tell you all about Thirsty Thursdays here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We got the St. Lucie Mets and Palm Beach Cardinals pulling up right now. First pitch is at 6:30. The gates have already opened, and you know what Thirsty Thursday means. $1 beers all night long, $1, $2, and $3 beer specials. And then, of course, if you don't drink brews, $1 soft drinks. Not a bad deal. Was I right or wrong on the Heat pick?
You're wrong. He went to the Atlantic Hawks.
Okay, so the Hawks and the Heat swapped and it has the Heat logo next to Nikola's name. So, yeah, we ended up getting Pele Lawson, the Heat did. Thanks to JMP cluing me in on that one as we try to get our stuff sorted out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. But, yeah, that's also good as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten both draft picks wrong throughout this. Thank God we're not the official draft coverage for ESPN Radio.
Thankfully, I don't know if many people listening care that much about day two of the draft. If we don't say the word Bronny James or the name of their favorite team, I think it's one in one ear, out the other.
We are 1, 2, 3, 4, about 7 picks away from the Los Angeles Lakers, who stand at number 55. And again, we are waiting to see if we get a redo of Ken Griffey Sr. and the kid with LeBron James pairing up with his son, Bronny James, and all of the discourse around that started to kind of make me sick. I hope that if Bronny does want to play with his dad, that the Lakers are able to grab him and that the Celtics don't try to hold the kid hostage. That would be pretty annoying to me, especially coming out from having to watch these guys win the championship.
But as someone that watches so much sports television as you do and I do, imagine however long LeBron decides to play with the Lakers, the conversation will always be about him and his son.
Yeah.
If you think we get an overload of LeBron conversation when a lot of people are not asking for it, imagine when it's the James family reunion every single time they play in L.A. or in somebody else's town. Yeah. I would rather have the twice a year or four times a year or a playoff series of Bronny versus LeBron.
So you're saying against would be better. You would rather see them play against each other than be on the same team.
I think I would.
I'm slightly different on that because I like, number one, LeBron James has done so much for the NBA and in the league that I think if he really does want to play with his son, he deserves that much on the way out the door. Like, the Lakers gave Kobe that contract on the way out. Dirk got himself a nice little contract on the way out for dedicating himself to a franchise. If LeBron's going to end his career in Los Angeles, why not bring his son to Hollywood and keep him close-knit with the family? Like, he's a family man right now. He's not trying to contend for championships. He wants to play basketball and also raise his kids.
LeBron's doing okay, okay? He's not a public servant. We don't owe LeBron anything. The NBA,
well,
I don't
like
think.
It. The NBA acts like it.
I don't think they owe LeBron much. So I think that if LeBron this one time, this singular time, does not get the absolute perfect scenario, of course, his body has not let him down. His body has allowed him to play with the possibility of playing with his son. That's a miracle in its own right. He produced a son who is good enough to possibly play in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's playing the 0.0001% chance that happens. It's okay if he doesn't get what he wants. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
You're saying this one time. It's okay, LeBron. You're going to have to sit back and pout. But C-Cat is hoping that a team jumps the Lakers and picks Bronny James. How about we get into a get-around here? Even as we are on the road, we're going to take our get-around vehicle and hit the hottest sports topics from across the nation.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round and round. I get around.
And where are we going to start off at?
Next stop,
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. You ever been, Theo?
I have actually been, yeah.
How was it?
For a basketball game. It was really nice. And the North Carolina Tar Heels whooped my Hampton Pirates' tail in the NCAA tournament.
Well, we're here today because freshman UNC volleyball player Jackie Taylor, daughter of the late NFL safety Sean Taylor, will wear the number 21 in honor of her father.
This is just overall special to me. I'll never forget that morning when I heard Sean Taylor had passed. And then later on finding out that even after all of the bad discourse about how he has a negative history and there was these prominent sports anchors spilling dirt on Sean Taylor's name, to find out that he actually was protecting his home, protecting his family and his very daughter, who is now grown up and is a freshman playing UNC volleyball. Like, I have no stake in ACC volleyball. But I'll be rooting for UNC at any point possible now that I know Jackie Taylor, Sean Taylor's daughter, balling for the Tar Heels. Where are we going next?
Next stop,
Bristol, Connecticut, near ESPN HQ. You ever been?
Yeah, I've been there as well.
That's
cool. Wow. That's cool up there.
It's a reunion tour.
Yeah,
we're
nice.
Here today because they had C.J. McCollum on the air.
It's kind of cold up there.
McCollum hasn't retired. Listen, he still plays with the Pelicans, but it's the offseason. and McCollum predicted which round one rookie will have the best impact.
Well, the Pelicans drafted a rookie in round one, so I'm guessing he's going to pick his teammate, right?
Of course, he's a team player.
Yeah.
What did he say, Damian?
I think Dalton's going to have the biggest impact in year one. I think with the addition of J.J. Redick to that staff, he was already drawing up ATOs and pin downs. Who better to mold Dalton than arguably one of the best off-ball movement shooters of all time? He's
all
aggressive.
Right, cut it.
He's athletic.
Cut it.
He's confident.
Cut it, Damian. I don't want to hear any more of this. How can you possibly – and again, this is where I'm starting to get – I don't want to sound like an old guy now.
Oh, Dalton Connect from Tennessee, not drafted the Pelicans.
Yes,
drafted to the Lakers.
Went to the Lakers. The Pelicans got somebody else at 23. I'm not going to take a stab at his name either, and it won't resonate with you either way. All I got to say is, like, C.J. McCollum, you picked Paul George to go to the Warriors so that they can make it to the finals. Now you're saying that a rookie on a team in your conference as well is going to have the biggest impact year one. I get that he's a great media personality, but at some point he's got to go back to his locker room and try to win games with these guys that he's undermining. It's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, it is pretty weird.
I guess it's good for ESPN. Where are we going next?
Next stop.
We're in South Beach. Not real. We're at Kaseya Center in Miami. Jimmy Butler admitted Father Time is catching up with him. Take a listen to what he had to say.
My toughest opponent in the NBA, man, toughest opponent in the NBA is Father Time. I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older. And I know I can compete with the best of them. But as you get older, stuff happens, you know. Your body doesn't hold up as well, all of that good stuff. So I would say Father Time. I still feel great at the age of 34 going on 35, but Father Time is undefeated, so they say.
See, this is exactly why I said this was a wasted Jimmy Butler season. Like, the Heat should have either been in the lottery or they should have been good enough during the regular season to make the playoffs and actually make a push at this thing. But Jimmy Butler's not been healthy and played a lot of games throughout the season for a while. He actually missed 22 regular season games last year plus the playoffs. And if you go back to 2017, that was the last time he ever played 70 or more games in a season. The Heat's window is closing. It's shrinking. And I know they went and got a guy in Khalil Ware to pair up next to Bam. They extend Bam out of Bayo. I am very concerned with the future of this Miami Heat team. I really want to see Jimmy win a title and bring it back to South Beach. The Get Around brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, car accident, truck accident, slip and fall. Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they will fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. They'll fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We still do not have a Bronny James pick. We are still six picks away now from the Los Angeles Lakers being on the clock. We'll see if a team snipes them. It might not even happen as we are on the airwaves. But when we come back here, C-Cat and I profess to you why you should clear out your July 4th calendar plans. And you're going to want to make room for something special, something big and bright that's going to be right here in Jupiter. We discuss when we come back. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
That's right, we're live on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Tap in. We're on the road at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and we're kicking it the right way. We have a special guest that I will introduce to you in just a moment who has some great, you're going to want to put your calendar, wherever you do your calendar. I have a big whiteboard in my house. Whatever you have your calendar, get near it because you're going to want to mark some dates down to come out here to the ballpark. But first, is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net /ortho. We're at the ballpark, a great place to be on June 27th. By the way, shout out to everybody from Houston. Happy Screwston Day. And we are right in front of Abby Schultz, who is the marketing and events coordinator for Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And no better time to talk to you when you have so many great events coming up. First and foremost, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. It's great to have you guys here out at the ballpark doing a live show.
That's right. It's Thirsty Thursdays, which, by the way, love it. Love that as a promotion.
Oh, yeah.
$1 beers. You got some baseball coming up between the Mets and the Cardinals here. And beyond that, what I learned about the $1 beer trick is if you come on one Thursday and buy $1 beers, you bring that same cup back. And you can get $1 beers every single Thirsty Thursday.
Yes, you can. You can buy a season-long membership.
Yes.
Get tickets to the game. You get your $1 beers. You get a koozie. All the good stuff. So.
And you're all the way tapped in. That's the beautiful thing about coming to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is truly one of the gems in Palm Beach County, because not only do you have the ballpark, you have the bars nearby. You have a great experience all together. July 4th
week.
That is obviously, it's always a big party here with Mega Bash. How are y'all kicking it up a notch? And what is Mega Bash for those people who don't know and haven't heard or been here during one of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So July 3rd and 4th are our biggest games of the year. It's the most spring training-like that it gets at the ballpark here. We have fireworks after each game. We have a kids area out on the plaza that they can pay an extra $8. Kids can go on the bouncy houses, and there's all sorts of activities. We have a lot of in-game promotions that we'll do, games and stuff. And then, yes, of course, post-game fireworks
the
both
fireworks,
nights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you, CCAT, I know we talked about fireworks. We embrace the light shows that come in the air. You haven't seen the Mega Bash ones here, right?
I haven't. I was out of town last season, my first summer here in South Florida, so I haven't been able to experience Mega Bash yet. I'm missing out so far.
I actually haven't been able to either. Oh. This is my first year here in South Florida also.
Well, welcome to South. Where are you coming from?
Everybody's, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Makes sense why you pulled out the Cardinals,
We're playing tonight. We're playing.
You being from St. Louis and coming here, was that because of the Cardinals tie? Is that what made you decide? I mean, a lot of Cardinals fans flock here.
A little bit of that, yeah. I graduated from Ole Miss in December, and this was kind of the first opportunity I got, and I just took it and ran with it. I said, I'm moving to Florida, so.
You get a lot worse.
Yeah, I was about to think, you get a lot worse. How was spring training?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I got thrown right into the fire, and no better way to learn a new position than that, so it was awesome. I met people every day from back home, and it was a great time.
Abby Schultz, marketing and events coordinators here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, joining us on Theoretically Speaking, talking about the wonderful promotions we have here at the stadium. It's not just spring training. A lot of people think about these ballparks and they think, oh, when spring training's over, it's not anything else going on. There's so much more activity. For you, what have you heard from other people about how epic, how wild it gets for Mega Bash that has you anticipating this thing heavily? I mean, we're less than a week away now.
Yeah, it's definitely our biggest promotional event of the summer. People come, there's concert over in Abacoa, so a lot of people go over there, listen to some live music, come over, watch some baseball. Obviously, the fireworks show is the main selling point for us, but it's just a great, great place for families to be on the holidays if you're in town, not traveling. I know some people go out of town, but you know, if you're in town, this is the place to be for sure.
It's got to be. Have you ever, now we're talking because today we're waiting on Bronny James to potentially get drafted to the Lakers and play with his dad, LeBron James. Have you ever worked in any capacity with either of your parents?
Oh, that's a good question.
And would you even want to be in that situation?
I don't know. You know, I love my parents, so I don't think I'd mind it, but they, you know, they told me what to do all growing up, so I don't know if I'd want to be, you know, working for them,
yeah.
But they're great. My mom worked at the school that I went to, so we were a little bit around each other, but I never had her as a teacher, so.
Here's the question, though. What did you call her at school? Did you call her mom? Did you go with Miss?
I called her mom.
Yeah. So that's it. We were discussing what if Bronny James does go to the Lakers, and C-Cat, I didn't get your answer on this. I would say he should call him Pops, because Pops is way more friendly and cool and chill than Dad.
Yeah.
What do you think, though, C-Cat? What should he call his dad if he does end up on the Lakers with him?
Pops is a good happy medium, because you can call someone who's not your actual dad Pops.
Yeah.
Unc.
Exactly.
Right? Just kind of an elder, and you can use both ways. Should Bronny call his dad dad on the court, or should it be LeBron or Pops?
I think Pop sounds good.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the happy medium. Yeah. That's good.
Because you can't – and here's what you can't do. You definitely – look, you say you're from St. Louis. I'm from the South. You cannot call him Bron or LeBron. I'm all out on first names for parents.
But you can't also call him Daddy.
Yeah,
you got to drop the D-Y. Those are the two ends of the spectrum, right?
Absolutely.
LeBron or Daddy, it's somewhere in the middle.
Yes, you're right.
Father's too formal, so
father
skip
would
that
be
one.
Crazy. Father would be crazy.
Well, Papa?
Yeah. You get, is that, what's, Papa is more like Italian or something, right?
Italian?
Like,
that's European.
European,
yeah.
Okay,
Papa,
yeah.
Papa.
Papa. Yeah, no. I don't see that coming out of Bronny James's mouth.
Yeah, probably not.
The USC grad. I don't think he had any experience in Italy. Well, no, that's great. So we got about 30 more seconds here. First pitch tonight at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Abby, is 6:30?
Yes, 6:30.
We got the St. Lucie Mets. We got the Palm Beach Cardinals. So you can still make your way out to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're going to wrap things up here on Theoretically Speaking. So thank you so much for joining us,
Abby. Thanks for having me, guys.
Looking forward to Mega Bash.
Yes, definitely. And everybody come out.
Pull up, and again, we still have not gotten the Bronny to the Lakers pick. So maybe we'll be talking about this thing tomorrow. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy the NBA draft coverage next on ESPN 106.3.